Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. If you were on Facebook on Wednesday, that online resource for posting photos, notes, articles, videos, just about anything you want others to read or hear about from you, including an amazing amount of selfies, you would have come across a photo of Peter and I in front of Malaga Cove Market, wearing t-shirts that said "Ashes to Go," going and coming. We wore these t-shirts and distributed ashes between our noon service and 7 o'clock that night. The t-shirt idea came from a priest friend from last year's Ash Wednesday service. The idea to leave our campus and stand outside in front of the Malaga Cove Market came from the readings today, from the word wilderness. They say it is a jungle out there. Jesus sent his disciples to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Not that Malaga Cove is a jungle or a wilderness, but for me it is symbolic of taking church to the people and not waiting for people to come to church. It was actually quite moving to meet such a variety of people who sincerely wanted to have ashes in the sign of the cross on their forehead. Yet that wilderness was tame and the people receptive. In the gospel we just heard, and Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. And the word wilderness is the backdrop of the first reading from Deuteronomy. And finally, the word wilderness can describe emotional times in your life when you don't know how you are going to get through a challenge. Those times when you don't experience resources or see an answer in the near future. You can feel as dry as a desert, parched and lifeless. There may be or has been a time when you couldn't see anything satisfying. If you have ever driven on the 5 freeway from here to Northern California, it is mile after mile of pavement with a few stretches of farms, a hill or a town once in a while. Towns like Button Willow or Coalinga. But it is mostly straight and flat with very little variety. It is an experience of wilderness for some. But that kind of wilderness is manageable if you have your GPS on. You know your endpoint. But there are other wilderness moments that make you feel you are really in a desert, and it is hard to maintain being optimistic. I speak of times you might have heard the diagnosis of cancer, or you are in the sea of unemployment, or someone you love has just died. Or something shifts and you no longer feel secure, confident, and the wind seems to be knocked out of your sails. It could be triggered by your child leaving home, midlife crisis, an older parent no longer able to care for themselves, an accident, impending surgery, unexpected news. The wilderness can be racism, sexism, ageism. The wilderness of our own projections, prejudices, filters. The wilderness can be loneliness, depression, recovery. Thus, the wilderness can be part of our emotional or spiritual landscape at any given time. On Ash Wednesday, we actually began a brief wilderness experience. Flowers are no longer on the altar. We do not say the word Alleluia during Lent. The color of this season is purple, the color that can symbolize suffering and penitence. Actually, it is hard to explain Lent as a wilderness time because we know how the story ends. The risen Jesus will be celebrated on Easter Sunday. How to acknowledge the mood of Lent and yet live into the truth of what lies ahead. At the heart of Lent is an important revelation. The only way we can get through something like a wilderness season is with God. The awareness of a power greater than ourselves, that self-reliance is not enough. In fact, the only way I could ever be a priest is believing that God will supply. The people of Israel have been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. The Deuteronomy reading is the climax of the Exodus story. Imagine this. After 39 years, 11 months, and 1 week, in that wilderness, the Israelites are gathered on the plains of Moab, poised to enter the promised land. After nearly 40 years of feeling lost and unsure, being confused, underfed, and poorly housed, wondering why in the world they ever left Egypt in the first place, here they sit on the highlands overlooking the Jordan Valley, the promised land lying before them. Everything they had endured, worked, and sacrificed for is within their reach now. The sense of God's grace and blessing in return for their faithfulness must have been overwhelming. Believing that they did not accomplish this on their own, knowing that they could not have gotten through the wilderness on their own, they choose to offer their first fruits, the best from their first harvest, as thanksgiving to God, for being with them. And this is where we might ask, how does this story relate to me? In our day, a majority of people, it seems, are spiritually wandering in the wilderness of the pressures of this era. Pressures to succeed, to become secure, to meet the standards that surround us. And the irony, and at the heart of a spiritual wandering, is that it occurs in a country that seems to know no limits to the abundance we enjoy. But if you are like me, I can feel confused and guilty that I'm not doing more or giving more. For instance, on Ash Wednesday, when I checked out our St. Francis Facebook page and looked elsewhere on Facebook, there was a challenging post. Get a big, heavy-duty trash bag and put one thing in it every single day from Lent, during Lent. Put one thing in it from your closets or cupboards or garage. And notice what you choose and what you can live without, and then give it away. The other takeaway from the story from Deuteronomy is that they acknowledge that God was to be thanked in the midst of it all. So one of the passages I cling to from the Bible is from the letter to the Philippians. And if there is anything you need, ask for it with praise and thanksgiving. Jesus, when tempted by the devil in the wilderness, knew he could not live without the Word of God to sustain him. The first words we hear in this gospel today is this: full of the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit, that's the only way Jesus could get through something like he endured. In Luke, there is not much Jesus does without the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And maybe that is the point. That is the point of the Holy Spirit that we tend to forget. The Spirit is always present, especially when we don't feel like we have it together or know what to say. In the wilderness, Jesus takes on our humanity in such a way that he is tempted and tested for the sake of knowing deeply, intimately, what it's like to be human. Yet these temptations are hard for me to hear each year, because I know if I was in the wilderness and was tempted, especially if I was that hungry, I would fail miserably. But I get that is the point of the story, that somehow, with enough prayer, enough Spirit, enough Jesus, that I can just will temptation away? Yes and no. Filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is what we need, because it is very hard to resist what society values, let alone our private temptations. But how this story starts is the promise of this text. You do not do this on your own. Filled with the Holy Spirit is how you do it. And you are. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. This is your promise. It is not only for the promise of Jesus. If it was only for Jesus, then what are we doing here? Filled with the Holy Spirit is God's promise that extends beyond Luke into the Acts of the Apostles and beyond. In the first chapter of Acts, we hear, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, and to Malaga Cove." Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, is not an isolated incident, a temporary truth, but a promise that has been for God's people since the beginning and always will be. I began my sermon talking about Ash Wednesday and ashes to go. Actually, whether you received ashes or not, the invitation is the same. Life is short and very precious. During this little wilderness season we call Lent, reflect on how you are living your one precious life. However life is for you now, rich with blessing and possibility, dry and a wilderness, or in between, ask and let the Holy Spirit lead you forward. Amen.